This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle markets for Thursday, October 4th. Well, cattle markets yesterday chopping around. You know, we've had a surge up here over a week ago, and the markets have struggled to really kind of maintain that upward momentum. We've had some hints of it, then the markets pull back. So we're chopping around at the major highs put in here just a couple weeks ago. Reversals up aren't met with much follow-through. Reversals down is kind of a similar story. Cash trade has developed so far this week, about 5,000 head traded. Looks like around 111 to 112, which would be up 1 to 2 from last week. Dress trade on 174, what we've seen so far this week, which is steady with the previous week. The feeder cattle index is also steady at 157.48. Box beef values yesterday were down a bit. Choice was down 47 cents at 204. Select down 168 to 192. The spread is sitting at 12.12. Movement yesterday, 158 loads. Export sales were out this morning, 16,200 tons. Interestingly, again, Hong Kong taking 9,200, which in South Korea, 3,100, Japan, 1,600. Now, Hong Kong has shown up on the radar in beef exports for the last few weeks. They've taken some pretty big tonnages, so it's not just a one-off thing going on in Hong Kong. My guess is that this is China buying U.S. beef through the port of Hong Kong. You know, that's a different entity, different sovereignty, if you will, in Hong Kong, but it is still part of China, and so, or technically. So anyway, I think that's just what's going on. You know, we had just reopened the beef market to China right before the tariffs hit, and so we've never were really able to get that market off the ground. But I think there's no way Hong Kong is going to consume the volume of beef that they've been buying from the United States. That doesn't even make sense. You've got countries like Mexico and South Korea, Japan. I mean, they're buying pretty big tonnages, and it pales in comparison to what Hong Kong is doing. So that's what I think is going on. I don't have proof, but that's just my guess. And it would make sense. It would fit with the whole scenario. But either way, it certainly is supporting our exports, as that took about more than half of what the total sales were. So it supports the market. It keeps us on track for a healthy and robust export program. Here domestically, demand has been very good. And as you head into the fall and deeper toward the holidays, it would suggest that we're going to maintain this upward momentum. We're seeing that evidence in the rib prices. Usually those are the strongest heading into the holidays. Well, those have been leading the way at a record high for this time of year, just, you know, for early October. That suggests that demand is going to continue to be very strong, especially as we get into that holiday season, which is still a ways away, obviously, but their packers are kind of gearing up for that. They had been pretty slow to develop much of a forward contract program, the packers, over the last couple of months. That appears to be changing as well, as we're seeing that activity pick up notably, which would suggest that they expect cash prices will be stronger as we get deeper into the fall and winter as well. Otherwise, they wouldn't be forward contracting. So this supports the notion that we will continue higher, supports the notion that, you know, and supports the price action that we've pushed into new highs here a couple weeks ago. We tested the breakout quickly, and the market bounced off of that. I continue to think that we're going to see the beef market grind its way, no pun intended, but work its way higher over these next couple months. Feeder cattle, I think, will follow lives higher, if for no other reason than lives are going higher. But they have their own story, too. Big corn crop coming. Granted, we've got some harvest delays that could slow down demand, kind of push it back deeper into late October, early November for a lot of these Midwest farmer feeder guys. But when that corn gets harvested, you're going to see demand for calves pick up. Also, winter wheat conditions in the southern plains look very good. We'll see demand for grass calves here pick up as we get into late October as well. And I think in the northern plains, you got a lot of feed around. They're going to be looking for calves to background. And numbers will be down because of a massive spring storm that killed a lot of animals across the northern plains. A lot of reasons to think that the feeder cattle market is on an upward trajectory, which the price action is confirming, and I think there's plenty more to go in this market. We're looking for around November 10th to be the high, so that gives us a good month, and I think that's pretty solid. I think both fundamentals in both markets are pretty solid and support the market going yet notably higher over these next few weeks. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.